ebparks.org.
6:58 on 960 The Quake coming up after CNN News and our earthquake tips at the top of the hour. Keeping it real with Will and Willie, Will Durst, Willie Brown, and Paul Wells. Although Will Durst, I believe, is wearing a coconut bra and a grass skirt.
Your way of saying he's in Hawaii.
Visual picture that makes me uneasy. Who's the team today?
Rose Aguilar is with us again, John.
Oh, how nice.
And I dropped by to say hello, John.
Well, I'm glad you did, too. What are y'all doing
Brown
on the show?
In the house.
What's up today?
Well, we've got a lot of people that we're going to be talking to, including a representative of the CEI, the Competitive Enterprise Institute. And he is a, quote, energy expert, and we'll be talking to him. Actually, Rose, you dug up the fact that how much money did they get from Exxon?
$200,000 just in 2002. This Enterprise Institute is completely funded by oil companies.
Well, we'll talk about that and as we move forward, and it'll be interesting. Ed Schultz coming by as well.
That's right. And the
by way of the telephone.
DraftMat.com guy is going to come by, and we have a surprise for him.
Well, I bet we do. So the morning shit. And Will's calling in, too.
Oh, Will's going to call in as well.
Now that he's heard your description of his wearing apparel.
Keeping it real with Will and Willie coming up after our earthquake tips and CNN News here at the top of the hour on KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, 960 The Quake at 7 o'clock.
CNN Radio, I'm Bill Caiaccio. The death penalty case of 9/11 conspirator Zacharias Moussaoui is about to go to the jury. From Alexandria, Virginia, CNN's Phil Horshkorn tells us closing arguments are this morning.
Defense attorneys will argue Moussaoui shouldn't be executed, in part because his testimony was not true. Moussaoui claimed he would have hijacked a fifth plane on 9/11 with the eventual shoe bomber Richard Reed. Defense mental health experts told the jury Moussaoui imagines a lot of things. But the government psychiatrist who spent the most time interviewing Moussaoui says he's not crazy and told the jury some of Moussaoui's unconventional beliefs are rooted in his fundamentalist Muslim faith.
The immigration debate is about to heat up again as Congress returns from its spring break. CNN's Dick Giuliano reports live. There's a lot of compromising that needs to be done.
Eyeing the election 6 months down the road, members of Congress remain far apart on what to do about an estimated 12 million illegal immigrants living in the United States and others who want to come in the future. President Bush starts his day in Palm Springs, California later this morning. He'll address an audience delivering a speech on immigration reform before stopping in Las Vegas for a political fundraiser on his way back to Washington. Reporting live, Dick Giuliano, CNN Washington.
Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad says any nation that meddles in his country's affairs will suffer.
If they create any limitations for us, this will be more damaging to them than us.
Through a translator, Ahmadinejad says Iran will continue its nuclear projects and will not give in to what he calls illegitimate demands by superpowers. What to do about the soaring price of filling your tank?
I am no longer going to Starbucks in the morning, and I'm taking a bagged lunch to work.
Some members of Congress are threatening to penalize oil companies for rising gas prices. The most trusted name in news, this is CNN Radio.
I'm Tom Kreitler from the Quake's Money.
Hello?
Does your old cell phone make you feel a little outdated? Get a new one at letstalk.com. We carry the latest models from all the major carriers, and we'll save you hundreds over store prices. Letstalk.com. If you didn't get it here, you didn't get a deal.
Do you feel like a slave to your work? Spending worthless hours stuck on city streets or freeways, trapped in a cube or office surrounded by annoying coworkers, working until wee hours of the night? Well, the bad news is we have to work. But the good news is you can find relief with GoToMyPC. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere. All you need is an internet connection to have access to everything on your PC. Files, programs, emails, and network resources, just like you were at the office. Imagine
Avoid rush hour and start your morning from home. Or leave work early, have some fun, and finish later when it's convenient for you. The best part is Bay Area listeners can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days. Just visit GoToMyPC.com, click the radio microphone, and enter promo code BAY. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo BAY. Access your PC from anywhere today with GoToMyPC.
Business leaders, do you need help with tapping great talent, restructuring, or retraining your staff? Don't miss the Life After the Layoff business and networking event May 11th from 5:30 to 7:30. Enjoy food, prizes, and a valuable employment business toolkit. Most importantly, you'll be networking with Bay Area business leaders and locally elected officials. Space for this event is limited, so call now to reserve your seat at 650-802-6500 or go to lifeafterthelayoff.org. That's 650-802-6500 or log on to lifeafterthelayoff.org.
So we're back, and we've got more music coming up in just a second. But first, this news just came in. Right now, the government and private banks are liquidating houses. Now, these are homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed, and they may be sold for little or no money down. Here's a toll-free number you can call to get a list of these foreclosures. 1-800-339-1890. It says here every house must be sold. The government and banks are very motivated to sell these homes, and they may be sold for little or no money down. And it looks like there's currently over 40,000 foreclosures in the database being liquidated now. Now, homes may be sold for little or no money down. You can get a list of these foreclosures by calling CRN at 1-800-339-1890. No credit? Hey, it's okay. Again, for a list of foreclosures, call 1-800-339-1890. That's 1-800-339-1890.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Car Loans, Mike Fraga. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get one thing no one else can give you. That's me, Mike Fraga. I don't own a car dealership. I'm not even a general manager. You don't buy cars from owners and general managers. But if you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get an appointment with me, Mike Fraga. I've got hundreds of credit unions and the nation's most aggressive lenders. And by the way, I'm still looking for somebody with 8 auto repossessions. Call 1-800-FRESH-START, and I'll give you that fresh start you've been looking for. That's 1-800-FRESH-START. And don't forget my competition. That's 1-800-NOT-SO-FRESH-START. Approval of credit, subject to prior sale, whatever.
This report is brought to you by Trader Joe's.
Here's a quick traffic check from the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news.
7:05, this report brought to you by Toyota Certified Used Vehicles. Menlo Park crash on 84 just off the Dumbarton Bridge for the Bayfront Expressway. Car hit the center divide there. Bunch of lumber in the road. Westbound 80 after Pinole Valley Road. That's your one snag to get up to the Baybridge Toll Plaza where the metering lights are on. Back up to the 880 overpass. And it looks like a little bit before the Toll Plaza, there's a two-car fender bender in one of the far right lanes over to where the fast track lanes go. BART running 53 trains on time this hour. Toyota certified used vehicles feature 168-point quality assurance, inspections, and vehicle history reports. Check out the great financing rates available now at your local Toyota dealer or go to toyota.com/certified. The best new cars make the best used cars. I'm John Scott. Keeping it real with Will and Willie starts now on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
Thank you, John, and from down on the corner of Mission and Embarcadero, and I haven't said that in over a week, it's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake, and I'm Paul Wells here at 7:06 on this Monday morning, and we are back at the Hotel Vitale, right here next to the Americano restaurant in our beautiful lounge overlooking the bay, and I was hoping I would see sun this morning, but not yet, not yet. But it's the sunny face of Rose Aguilar joining as a guest host in for Will Durst. And, of course, Willie Brown is here.
Good morning.
Good morning again, Rose. While we were going from talking to John earlier to now, we got an update on that number you had on Exxon.
Yes. It was actually $405,000 that Exxon gives this Competitive Enterprise Institute. And what's interesting about this organization is they come out with these policy papers talking about how to find more oil. And they're in all of the media, the NewsHour with Jim Lehrer, CBS, CNN, ABC. Yet a lot of these media organizations never talk about how these groups are funded. And it's very easy to find out. There's a great website called sourcewatch.org, and it really takes a look at where the funding comes from and who these people are and their background. And so it's going to be really interesting to talk to the CEI group because we're going to put them on the spot and talk about how you get your funding and why is it that in all of your policy papers I never see the word alternative energy. It's just drill, drill, drill.
Yes, and they drilled all media last week to get on the air on radio stations. And I'm sure there's a lot of right-wing talk stations that will put this guy on the air and have him speak as if he's speaking gospel and he really is an energy expert. And they won't ever bring out anything about where the funding comes from the company or what their point of view is.
Except, why don't you ask the question very simply? Are they required to do that? Can they not simply give their point of view without necessarily compromising your impression of their view by saying, hey, this was paid for by one of the people who produce energy? What? I don't understand. I'm not sure I understand what your concern happens to be.
Well,
if there's a requirement, as it is with people who are in public life, that we reveal the source of our income or what have you, unless we're posturing ourselves on being something differently, my guess is that most nonprofit organizations receive contributions from almost every source. Some are wholly owned, some are not so wholly owned.
Right.
But it seems to me the Red Cross ought to tell everybody where it gets all of its money. Every organization in existence. If you're telling me that this institute is concealing its source of sponsorship.
If the group advocates drilling in Alaska and says that increasing fuel emission standards is going to put us in jeopardy because we might get in car crashes from buying small cars, as a citizen, I want to know that Exxon gave them $405,000.
It wouldn't matter to me whether Exxon gave them any money or not. That's a ridiculous statement that they've made. I just reject it on the basis that they're idiots. Why do I need to prejudice? What do I need to add to that mix? Obviously, there's nothing wrong with it being added to the mix, but I don't want to spend any time trying to disprove the inadequacy of their thought processes when on its face it's totally inadequate.
And they get lots of media coverage.
Well, but
just to be the skeptic.
Be clear. Again, that's the journalist's option. They're not buying that coverage. And believe me, when journalists decide they're going to run a particular agenda and they try to go out to find somebody to support their agenda, it's upon the journalists. It's the journalists' responsibility.
They never ask that question.
That's right. And you're asking the question. So we ought to be critical of those who have the First Amendment protections for failing to do their job on providing all relevant information. Mm-hmm. And clearly, it is relevant who gave you the money, so to speak. But you are not required. I am required to solicit that relevancy and that information. You're not required to voluntarily give it.
That's correct, sir. But here we are being journalists, so that's one thing we're going to do.
And that's why we ought to tell the story. But our fellow journalists, when you say, I wouldn't give these people any airtime. You come to me with a ridiculous story, like the content of theirs, that fuel, the absence of fuel is going to cause more accidents among... That's nonsense. That's absolute nonsense.
It is.
Smaller cars obviously go slower. Smaller cars are not as powerful, and smaller cars cannot do as much damage as big, powerful cars running on 12 cylinders with the highest octane like race cars. Give me a break. I'm from Mineola, and I know better than that. And I wouldn't give these cats the time of day. They're ludicrous. They ought to be on the stage with Will, except they're not funny.
And we want Quake listeners to know that we're putting them on the air so that Quake listeners later on could be talking to someone else. And, well, I heard this and that. Well, you know who these guys are? And just to have that information that they should get.
Absolutely. And I agree wholeheartedly. We ought to say whoever printed this or whoever published it didn't do their job because they did not know, and you did. Rose, you asked the question. You said, where'd you get your money? That's the first thing you said, and they honestly said, we got it from Exxon.
Well, we're going to ask him and see how he answers that question.
Oh, he's going to answer it. Honestly, he would have to. Otherwise, we wouldn't put him on. We'd shut him off immediately. Don't lie to us, sir. We already know where you got your money. As a matter of fact, I don't think we ought to ask it in hidden fashion. I think we ought to say, we have discovered that you're receiving your money from Exxon, and you're not telling anybody. Why is it you won't tell people where you get your money? That's the way to do it. Because if he lies up front, he'll start giving you some skating answer about where he gets his money. Mm-hmm. We ought to tell him we know where he gets his money. and then let him deal with it. What time is he coming on?
That's going to be about 8:30.
Oh, and good. Then we'll be ready.
We're ready.
We'll have fun then. And we'll also have fun with a guy, Tony Brasunas, who is doing this DraftMatt.com, wants Matt Gonzalez to run for Congress against...
Why do you need to draft anybody to run for Congress?
Well, we'll get both sides
that's
of
a
that.
Little, that's almost as bad as this Institute guy.
That's
there
the
are
point.
More people running around trying to run for public office than there are people. Some are running for two. They have one and they're running for another. Yeah, and so you don't need to be drafting people. It's not like there is an absence of talent or an absence of people out there. I think this is a ploy to, again, to get publicity.
For Matt?
And the fellow doing it.
Well, it might just
you
work
know,
that way.
Who else would put him on the air? So we should have some fun with him, too.
Exactly.
And if he's listening, maybe he won't come.
Now, you know, in the face of Bush's polls hitting a new low last week, there's a new Osama bin Laden tape this week.
And it, was it released by the Bush people?
Yeah.
You release things when you need them. And every time there's been a release of the tape, there's been an anticipated bounce in the Bush ratings. Bush online yesterday in the mess hall with the soldiers. And today he's given a major energy speech in Orange County. He was in Sacramento for the alternative energy source that the U.S. government is partnering up with. He was down in the Silicon Valley and could not go to the Hoover Institute as he was scheduled to go because too many people showed up wanting to have a conversation with him, not led by Cindy Sheehan, but by others.
Stanford students.
Yeah, Stanford students, and none of them was Cindy Sheehan, and he wouldn't...
Couldn't land there.
No, he didn't want to do that. He did not want to do
that. Too many trees on the Stanford
He went
campus.
Bike riding, though, up in the wine country.
Yes, he did. It's ironic that he was in California for Earth Day.
Well, I think that was deliberate, not ironic. I think they did it the way that you would, if you're a good political person like Karl Rove really is, you would want him in the seat of the environment for Earth Day, and that's what he did. And he's still here.
Yeah.
I mean, he hasn't left. It's not like, you know, who knows where he'll next show up. He showed up at Gerald Ford's house yesterday.
In the Palm Springs area. Yes.
In the Palm Springs area. Mm-hmm. Without telling anybody he was going to go by there. He went by and called on the 92-year-old retired president to say hello, et cetera. Got good press doing that because Gerald Ford was one of the beloved. And as you're out of office longer, you're more beloved. And Gerald Ford was one of those. So and I assume that Bush can't go back to Crawford, Texas. That's why. Because Sidney Sheehan and her friends are all there waiting for him.
Now, I spent my Easter vacation away from the place I usually spend my vacation, by George W. Bush.
Yeah, and then, of course, he stayed out of the limelight as it relates to all of the stuff that's going on in Iraq. Nobody said anything to him about Iraq. Nobody said anything to him about Iran. And then, of course, on the talk shows on Sunday, we had the Massachusetts dance. We had Kerry on one show, major show, I think it was ABC, and you had Mr. Kennedy on Meet the Press. And so you were saturated with those Boston accents and the explanations being offered for the leak by that CIA agent who's been fired.
Oh, the woman who got fired.
She got fired. She got dumped, literally, the way that Bush claims he was going to dump anybody who participated in leaks in the White House. He did not say leaks of classified material, by the way, when he made his statement. He said leaks, period. Now, it appears as if he authorized Scooter to do the leaking for the White House, but Scooter was taken down by the Justice Department, not by the White House. In this case of Ms. McCarthy, she is accused of having released the information that led to the discovery of the CIA-run prisons in other countries resulted in the change in the law in this nation led by John McCain on the question of torture, etc. Yet they've dumped her, a 61-year-old, apparently rather revered and respected CIA officer. They also printed the fact that she had given $2,000 to the Kerry campaign. I mean, now you're talking about doing opposition research on you.
Mm-hmm.
They can find every single solitary detail about their political enemies in America, but they can't find a 6-foot-7-inch guy wandering around over in the desert
and where
there are no trees, dragging along a canister with air in it.
Yeah, this dialysis machine is Will
Durst. Clearly the best cell phone in the world. He's got the best cell phone in the world. He gets his messages out. Now he's got the message out that Israel and the U.S. have generated a war on Islam, that there is an effort being made to wipe out Islam as a religion led by these two people because we won't give any money to Hamas, and we've declared that Hamas is a terrorist organization, among other things. He's also said, hey, forget the struggle for human rights in Sudan. Let's go over there and help out those rebels to control that nation as well. And all in this latest message, mm-hmm. kind of a mixed message, and the U.S. government was quick to authenticate the tape. They said, oh, yeah, we checked it out, and that tape sounds just like Bin Laden.
Mm-hmm. This and other news in the news, Mr. Mayor, and we'll continue with...
I learned all that from John Scott's NewsHour.
You learn a lot from the Progressive NewsHour. And that, of course, precedes us from 6 to 7, 7:18. Rosa Aguilera in for Will Durst, and I'm Paul Wells with Willie Brown. We're keeping it real here on 960 The Quake.
Hi, this is Jim, and you've reached my cell phone. My piece of crap cell phone. The one that looks like debris from a Cold War Soviet satellite? The cell phone whose ring sounds like a desperate plea to be put out of its misery?
Need a new cell phone? Just visit letstalk.com. We carry the latest cell phones from all the major carriers, and we'll save you hundreds over store prices. Letstalk.com. If you didn't get it here, you didn't get a deal.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I've been there. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself.
Please call right now, and we'll send you a powerful free tape that could change your life. Call 800-449-7603. That's 1-800-449-7603. 1-800-449-7603.
Business leaders, need help with tapping great talent, restructuring, or retraining your staff? Don't miss the Life After the Layoff business and networking event May 11th from 5:30 to 7:30. Network with business leaders and receive a valuable employment business toolkit. Call now at 650-802-6500 or lifeafterthelayoff.org.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Searching for your dream home? Go to quakeradio.com, keyword real estate, to find some of the Bay Area's top real estate professionals like Century 21, Crystal Estates, Pacific Union, and many, many more. The best way to start your search is with keywords on quakeradio.com.
Been laid off or can't find your dream job? You hit the jackpot. Join Peninsula Works at the Life After the Layoff event, May 11th from 3:30 to 7:30. Meet the Job Squad for job counseling, info on hot jobs, prizes, and more. Call 650-802-6500 or lifeafterthelayoff.org.
Moving with current events at the speed of sound. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake, 722. Good morning on this Monday. We're back at the Hotel Vitale, where you can stop by and be part of the live studio audience that comes in and gets coffee on their way to work. Mayor Brown has his cappuccino. Will has his pina colada because he's in Hawaii. And Rose Aguilar is our guest host again today, as you were on Friday.
Drinking water, evidencing a clear picture of health.
Absolutely a clear picture of health. health. And we'd like to have you join in the conversation at 866-960-5753. That's 866-960-5753. Or you can go to quakeradio.com and go down to the Contact Us button, click Email Will and Willie, and join in the conversation that way. And Rose, we're going to speak to Tony Bersunas. And Mr. Brown, this is a guy who started a draftmat.com to have Matt Gonzalez, Green Party representative, go after Nancy Pelosi. We'll have him join us in a couple of minutes here.
All right. But in the meantime, I am absolutely correct about my comments about what the U.S. government is doing with the Bin Laden tape. I'm looking at an article here that Tony just handed me.
Mm-hmm.
It's clearly on the Internet. It simply says that Bin Laden should be taken seriously, U.S. ambassador says. Now, you know that that's all part of the PR campaign that the State Department is engaging in, because they do want to refocus attention away from Mr. Bush and onto other issues. And there's no better issue in America than that of Mr. Bin Laden, who's still suspected of being the architect of the 9/11 happenings in New York and the World Trade Center. And anytime we can, everybody's blood boils when you said Bin Laden. And so take him seriously, and that way we don't have to take Bush seriously.
So take Bin Laden seriously, yet Bush says, I just don't spend much time thinking about him. He's just not a big deal anymore.
Wanted dead or alive, did I say that? No, I didn't. Mm.
Did I put $25 million on his head? And your guest, Paul, is here.
Mm-hmm. My guest.
Yes.
My personal guest.
Yes.
Well, not exactly, but he contacted the station, and we do have a way of saying, okay, let's talk about it. Tony Bersunas is a gentleman who was active, I would imagine, in the political scene around here when Matt Gonzalez ran for mayor. And good morning. Welcome to the Quake.
Go ahead. Speak, sir.
Good morning. All right, I'm on. Great.
You're on, yeah.
Yeah, you're on.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me on the show.
Now,
why do you think it's necessary to draft people?
To draft people?
Hmm.
We're not talking about a draft, hopefully, in this country in a military way. Certainly that's something we're very opposed to.
No, draft politicians.
Drafting politicians, good. Well,
I don't know what other draft you think I'm talking about. You came in here to tell us that you wanted to draft Matt Gonzalez. So the word draft is used only in that context.
Excellent. Basically, we... as a city, need authentic representation on the big issues in Washington, D.C. We as a city are on the record against the war. We're on the record against the Patriot Act. We opposed privatizing the Presidio. We opposed wiretapping. We are for renewable energy. Pelosi is out of step with San Francisco.
Okay, back up for a second. What part of the election law that cannot be directly addressed by you and your candidate? Are there not equal opportunities for everybody to show up at City Hall, take out election papers, get the number of signatures, circulate those papers to get the signatures, and then you're on the ballot once you pay the fee, or you substitute instead signatures for the fee? What's this nonsense about draft?
Well, it's true. Matt Gonzalez did not indicate interest in running for Congress on his own, and that's the reason that the Draft Matt campaign is coming together, is that there are just hundreds and thousands of San Franciscans who feel we do need authentic representation. And so the Draft Matt effort is to say to Matt Gonzalez, look, we really want you to consider this. We really want you to run. The campaign you ran in 2003 was very inspiring. This is a campaign.
You mean the one that he lost to Mr. Newsom?
The campaign that he came in with, you know, not given a snowball's chance in hell, frankly, by the media, and came ahead and was ahead in the polls on Election Day, won the election on Election Day, lost the election because, you know, absentee ballots that had been voted on 2 weeks before the election came in. So no, it's true. I mean, he came within a whisker of winning that election from nowhere. And the campaign that he ran, I mean, any of you guys that were here, and I think all of San Francisco can remember the inspiring campaign that was. All of us felt really inspired. It was the most inspiring political thing I've been involved in.
It was inspiring. Driving
Absolutely.
Down Market Street, you saw signs. I live in Coal Valley, and every single window had a sign.
Yeah.
Now, he lost by 10,000 votes, and he was outspent by Newsom by 10-1.
Absolutely.
But can you admit that money is a huge deal in politics? And even Wesley the eBay guy who's got so much money. He's been running TV ads for a couple months now. He's far from a household name.
For sure.
I mean, you're talking about Matt Gonzalez running against Nancy Pelosi.
Absolutely. Nancy Pelosi is very powerful. I certainly wouldn't take issue with that. And she does have a lot of money. She has an amazing amount of money. It's really true. What the Draft Matt campaign is about is saying, look, this is still a democracy, and the campaign that we ran in 2003, because it was able to harness so much grassroots energy, and because in this campaign, you know, the western half, the District 8 is just the eastern half of San Francisco, which Matt Gonzalez carried. He won that in 2003. That we believe that on the issues, you know, we'll win this campaign. But listen, what I'm here for today is not to say, do you want to vote for Matt Gonzalez? You know, maybe in a month I'll be back here, or Matt himself will be on the show telling you why to vote for him. What we're doing today is we're saying, if you want Nancy Pelosi to be held accountable for her votes, you know, on the war, on the Patriot Act, on NSA wiretapping, on the Presidio, on gay marriage, if you want her to be held accountable for how she's been on these issues, and there's a bunch more, then go to draftmat.com and sign the petition, because it's the only way that...
Why don't you just... She's on the ballot. She filled out the form. She's on the ballot. And you are entitled to vote yes or no against Nancy Pelosi. If you are a Democrat in the Democratic primary, or if the election laws permit you to do so by some other means. I don't understand this nonsense of exploiting the airways with this draft Matt Gonzalez and not giving Nancy Pelosi equal opportunity to appropriately be heard, which is really the hallmarks of any democracy.
Absolutely, and that's what we want. What we really want for San Francisco is for Nancy Pelosi and Matt Gonzalez, or somebody of that kind of integrity, that kind of progressive integrity, to sit up before the voters, have a debate, and that's the way Nancy Pelosi will be held accountable. She's not going to be held accountable in her town hall meetings.
But she was in a high school in the Mission a few months ago, and a number of anti-war protesters stood in front of the stage. And it was so interesting to see, because Nancy Pelosi, based on the rest of the country's opinions, is a hardcore liberal. Mm-hmm. And in San Francisco, she was booed, and people shouted at her.
And that makes her look bad in terms of the rest of the country. And I moderated a town hall meeting where people tried to prevent her from speaking just because they wanted to shout down her for not being totally aligned with their particular point of view. Now, we talked about Matt Gonzalez, and since, Tony Brasunas, you're here because of your attempt to see if you can get Matt Gonzalez to run. I spoke with Matt last night, and we should have him join us in a few moments.
Great.
On the phone, and you can have a direct message from Matt Gonzalez on what he wants to do and what he's doing right now. And that will be on the phone with us right after a few moments. Matt Gonzalez should join in this conversation with Tony, who started DraftMatt.com. Now here's John Scott with the news, weather, and traffic on 960 The Quake.
All right, thank you, lady and gentlemen. 7:30. It's 2 traffic first in the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news, brought to you this time by Toyota Certified Used Vehicles. Not a whole lot of action out there. Bart's running on time. Freeways are busy, but no major accidents or problems in your way. Metering lights are on at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. The backup is to the foot of the maze, but no problems on the approaches in terms of stalls or accidents now. Why worry about high repair costs? See the great features and selection of Toyota certified used vehicles, including that legendary Toyota quality you can depend on. Check out the great financing rates available this month at your local Toyota dealer, or go to toyota.com/certified. 7:31. Here's a look at what's happening this morning on 960 The Quake. A new ordinance in Livermore could carry a fine of $500 and 30 days of jail. For what? Shooting off fireworks. There's a proposal going before the city council tonight. It's considering making it a misdemeanor instead of an infraction. As part of its ongoing initiative to make San Francisco's government more accessible, SFG TV is now offering podcasts of all mayoral press conferences, supervisors' meetings, and city commission meetings. Mayor Gavin Newsom says podcasting will provide the city government with a better way to communicate to the citizens, if they so choose. SFG TV is on Cable 26 in town, and you can find out more at the city website, sfgov.org. The dismantling of the eastern span of the old Carquinez Bridge continues tonight. Huge sections of the span will be lowered onto barges underneath the bridge and be taken to Mare Island, and then they'll take it apart there. The job will continue through tomorrow afternoon. A Democratic assemblyman from San Leandro is floating a bill in Sacramento that would put in place a windfall profits tax for big oil companies, who, one might argue, are making a killing off of us. The bill would tax the corporation's 2% on income of more than $10 million a year. An assembly committee will discuss today. Price of gas has gone up a quarter in the last week. If you visit quakeradio.com, our website, you can find a little tool on the homepage that can help you find at least the least expensive gas in your neighborhood. Quake weather today, mostly cloudy this morning, a little clearing up by this afternoon with highs in the 60s. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues. I'm John Scott on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-522-6121. That's 1-800-522-6121. 1-800-522-6121.
What are your meetings costing you? Driving 2 hours for a one-hour meeting? Watching sales go down the drain because you didn't have the right people with you? Flying to headquarters for a half-day training session? Add it all up, and you need GoToMeeting, the easiest-to-use web conferencing service. Perform on-screen demos, sales presentations, or training sessions right from your desk. Reduce your travel budget and be more efficient by meeting online, anytime, anywhere. All you need is an internet connection and a PC. Plus, meet as much as you want, as long as you need, for one low flat rate. No hidden charges, no surprises. Bay Area listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. For this special offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code BAY. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo BAY. GoToMeeting, online meetings made easy. Try it free today.
Hello?
Does your old cell phone make you feel a little outdated? Get a new one at letstalk.com. We carry the latest models from all the major carriers, and we'll save you hundreds over store prices. Letstalk.com. If you didn't get it here, you didn't get a deal.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a half million others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-500-6104. 1-800-500-6104. That's 1-800-500-6104.
Of radio is here. HD Digital. Listen to the Bay Area's progressive talk with CD quality sound and no static. Plus, exclusively on HD Digital, commercial free music channels like all 80s, hip hop, dance tracks, and traditional jazz. HD Digital, free and clear. Discover the next evolution of radio online at quakeradio.com.
Live from the capital of the Left Coast, San Francisco, it's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake, Progressive Talk Radio, here at the Hotel Vitale again at the corner of Mission and Embarcadero. Drop on by and join in our studio audience. Rose Aguilera is in for Will Durst. Willie Brown is here. And Tony Brasunas, who started DraftMat.com, was just talking about on the air, well, maybe, you know, I'll talk to Matt at some point and we'll find out what he wants to do, and you'd come back. And Matt Gonzalez is joining us on the phone right now. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
Now, Matt Gonzalez, you are on your way to take care of some legal things that you're working on right now?
Yeah, I'm actually on the road to Yolo County, where I'm handling a case this morning.
Good morning, Matt. Willie Brown here. How are you?
Good. I'm doing well.
Good. You've got an enthusiastic advocate on your behalf here. He makes it clear, without your consent, and I suspect without any great intimate knowledge, but he is adamant that you should be drafted to run against Nancy Pelosi. He's got a website set up in which he is soliciting signatures for people to sign on to push you into the race.
Yeah, I've seen the website, and I know Tony. He actually interviewed me a number of years ago for an online journal, I think, Garlic and Grass. That was about 3 years ago.
And are you? Do you sanction this effort?
You know, I don't. We haven't spoken in person, but I would say that I share a lot of the sentiments about Pelosi on some of these votes, like the Patriot Act. But you know, if I wanted to be in this political contest, I would have met the deadline and would have gotten into it, frankly. I'm actually supporting another candidate who has entered the race as a Green. Her name is Chrissy Kiefer, and I'll support her, but I'm certainly flattered by his efforts.
Is that Chrissy Kiefer of the Dance Brigade?
Yes.
Wow. Well, she's a very well-known choreographer in San Francisco, and she's running against Pelosi?
Yes.
She's the Green. She hopes to be the Green Party nominee, I assume, Matt.
That's right. That's right.
And in this June elections, the Green Party will obviously field candidates, as they have successfully done in San Francisco on other occasions. And I assume that your Green Party candidate will participate in the debates, if any, and in the dialogue describing what the voters should be looking for in terms of a person to replace Nancy Pelosi. Would you not say that's a fair assessment?
I agree with that, although I think in the past, you know, Pelosi's up every 2 years. She has not generally been willing to debate candidates like Green Party candidates that have run against her, and I'd like to see that change, because I do think the point that Tony makes is a good one, which is, should our congressional representative in Washington be supporting things like, you know, expenditures for the war, voting in favor of the Patriot Act and things like that.
Yes, and I assume that you are aware of some of the town hall meetings that Nancy Pelosi has conducted. As a matter of fact, Paul Wells, the coach and quarterback on the show, chaired one such meeting and navigated one such meeting on her behalf at the Marina...
At the Marina Middle School,
at
yes.
At the Marina Middle School, in which... apparently there was some serious discord engaged in. You might share that, Paul, with Matt and see what his take would be on whether or not that might be a forum for dialogue that's being sought by Tony.
Well, one thing was that she supports Congressman Murtha's idea of getting the troops out of Iraq and having them on a horizon presence, that they shouldn't be in Iraq, but she votes for the funding because she believes that the soldiers should have what they need to have because they're there. So there is a dichotomy, and it's hard to, I think, grasp that on a progressive point of view. And also at this particular town hall meeting, not everyone who came into protest and were trying to disrupt the meeting, but some of them worse, which doesn't not encourage town hall meetings, in my opinion. Now, Matt Gonzalez is with us on 960 The Quake, Progressive Talk Radio, and Matt is here with us. Started, Matt, was about this draft movement that you feel at the time to run against Democrats is when they're in power?
Well, I mean, the point I was making is, you know, there are a lot of folks that are hopeful that the Democrats will win back Congress. And I think it's interesting because I hope that the Democrats do win back Congress, but sort of for a different reason. I think we're going to be disappointed by their leadership. The MRSA resolution that you talk about, you know, Pelosi didn't support that initially, and I know at the time Medea Benjamin was talking about running against her for Congress, and I don't know, I think there's this expectance, this idea that if the Democrats win, everything's going to be better, but we have to face reality. This is a political party that did support the war in Iraq and have been pretty involved in most of George Bush's measures over the last few years.
And also, if they do win back, the House from Ohio will basically go up the ladder. He's going to have
Michigan.
Sorry, he's going to have a lot of influence in terms of holding Bush accountable for a lot of things because he's been pushed to the basement basically whenever John Conyers has hearings.
He's going to be the chair of that committee.
Right. The media never covers him. He goes to the basement. He gets no press other than from the left, and he might. These hearings will actually be prominent if they win back the House, and that's a big deal.
Let me also throw in, Matt, for your comments,
sure.
And Tony, yours as well, and that is when you are the elected representative with zero responsibility on the leadership side, your role is a pretty defined and clear one. When you ascend to the leadership of the whole unit, including the district you represent, you, as the leader, sometimes will orchestrate the process that includes all of the other members, mm-hmm. not just your own district. How does one account for that when you evaluate somebody like Nancy Pelosi, when you're coming from the Green Party's perspective? Isn't there some value in someone from San Francisco being made Speaker of the House?
I think, I mean, I can just speak to that really briefly. I mean, I think there's no doubt that it's helpful to have somebody powerful, you know, and the question really is Nancy Pelosi being powerful, has that been good? You know, some of the issues that we've talked about, I'd love to, if there was time, to go through more of them. I mean, the war in Iraq is one that we've talked about. NSA wiretapping is a really interesting one. She was one of very few members of Congress that was told way in advance about this. She chose to remain silent for 6 months on this clear violation of the Constitution. This is the kind of leadership she's exercising. You look at gay marriage. You know, she sat silent for a full month while Gavin Newsom, while the gay marriages were going on. And then after the Supreme Court of California had halted those marriages, she comes out and says, oh, I supported that all along. Ideally, you know, the leadership we would have in Washington from our one representative, San Francisco has one pure representative in Washington, would be somebody that would take a strong stand for the issues that we care about in San Francisco. We have a lot of patriotic, progressive ideas in San Francisco. This is an area of the country that really needs to have excellent representation, authentic representation in Washington, and we haven't had that with Nancy Pelosi, and that's the issue, I think.
Matt Gonzalez, your take on the quake here?
Well, I think Mayor Brown raises an important point, but somehow I probably side with Tony on this. I just feel that what's the point of having the leadership position if you're not moving your party in a direction that's more progressive? And on the key issues, I think the leadership of the Democratic Party is missing an opportunity to take a strong stance against the war. I think it's a party that wants everything to stay the same, people to be dissatisfied with the Republicans and to vote Democrat. But they're not... I think they're in for a surprise. I think Mr. Rove and others are going to exploit the fact that the Democrats aren't actually putting out an alternative, set of ideas.
Matt Gonzalez, whom we all have tremendous respect for, I had the great pleasure of working with Matt. And some of my fondest memories of my time as mayor were those weekly breakfasts, Matt, that you and I had, and when you were helpful.
I
one of these days we can get back to those, because I still think there are things that views that we can share that might move the agenda for responding to the needs of people from the Green Party standpoint as well as from the Democratic Party standpoint. And we always appreciate the fact that you have been on the show. You're one of the early attendees at the show, and we hope you will come again. I also must tell you candidly that I really do hope that you will lend yourself again to the trials and tribulations of seeking and holding a public office. I think you do bring a perspective
and I think
that, your talent that I think is greater than just being a lawyer.
Well, thanks for the kind words, and I'll accept your invitation. How's that?
But right now, you're not interested in being drafted to run against Nancy Pelosi, correct?
No, I'm very flattered, though. Thank you.
All right. So that's your answer, Tony.
Well, there's good news, I think, for all of us, is that San Franciscans, I've talked to a lot of people, San Franciscans really are hungry for something more than the leadership that we've gotten, the representation.
Why don't you run, Tony?
Well,
you know, we admire.
I mean, you are an organizer. Mm-hmm. You know how to put things together. You have clear ability to communicate. Why are you trying to push somebody else out there in front of that train?
Well, I mean, frankly, the I'm flattered for that, but frankly, it's Matt Gonzalez has the name recognition that would really make it possible to win this race, and that's really
right.
In addition to,
and I hope he does run at some point for office, as Mayor Brown put it. And I appreciate your coming by, Tony Bersunas, and your energy. And thank you, Matt Gonzalez. We have a burst of Durst, even though Will's in Hawaii, coming up in the next segment. Rose Aguilar is filling in for him, and here with Willie Brown. I'm Paul Wells. Stay with us,
Tony. Thank you for coming by.
Thank you very much for having me on the show.
All right,
keeping it real on 960 The Quake.
What if I told you I can make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. Call 1-800-770-3807 to find out how you can get a risk-free trial. Proactive combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. It's a safe and simple product that will heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while preventing breakouts. With over 7 million customers, Proactive is the best-selling acne system in America. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, just call 1-800-770-3807 and you'll become a believer. I know you have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. Call 1-800-770-3807 for your free trial. 1-800-770-3807.
Do you feel like a slave to your work? Spending worthless hours stuck on city streets or freeways, trapped in a cube or office surrounded by annoying coworkers, working until wee hours of the night? Well, the bad news is we have to work. But the good news is you can find relief with GoToMyPC. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere. All you need is an internet connection to have access to everything on your PC. Files, programs, emails, and network resources, just like you were at the office. Imagine. Avoid rush hour and start your morning from home. Or leave work early, have some fun, and finish later when it's convenient for you. The best part is, Bay Area listeners can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days. Just visit GoToMyPC.com, click the radio microphone, and enter promo code BAY. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo BAY. Access your PC from anywhere today with GoToMyPC.
So we're back, and we've got more music coming up in just a second. But first, this news just came in. Right now, the government and private banks are liquidating houses. Now, these are homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed, and they may be sold for little or no money down. Here's a toll-free number you can call to get a list of these foreclosures. 1-800-339-1890. It says here every house must be sold. The government and banks are very motivated to sell these homes, and they may be sold for little or no money down. And it looks like there's currently over 40,000 foreclosures in the database being liquidated now. Now, homes may be sold for little or no money down. You can get a list of these foreclosures by calling CRN at 1-800-339-1890. No credit? Hey, it's okay. Again, for a list of foreclosures, call 1-800-339-1890. That's 1-800-339-1890.
Business leaders, do you need help with tapping great talent, restructuring, or retraining your staff? Don't miss the Life After the Layoff business and networking event May 11th from 5:30 to 7:30. Enjoy food, prizes, and a valuable employment business toolkit. Most importantly, you'll be networking with Bay Area business leaders and locally elected officials. Space for this event is limited, so call now to reserve your seat at 650-802-6500 or go to lifeafterthelayoff.org. That's 650-802-6500 or log on to lifeafterthelayoff.org.
Now on afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m., back to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
It's a burst of Durst, a daily commentary from Will Durst.
Well, as you probably heard when you did hear, probably recoiled, Apple Computers announced software called Bootcamp that will allow Windows to run on their new Intel-based Macs. That's right. Microsoft and Apple together again for the first time. Oh, man, you got to be kidding me. Redmond and Cupertino, Jobs and Gates working together, tearing at each other's throats with claws dipped in ripened toxic sludge is more like it. A joint company barbecue picnic between the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals and the Hog Butchers Council of America is likelier. The Dallas Cowboys and the San Francisco 49ers linking hands and singing Comma, 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 Chameleon during an intermission of Riverdance makes more sense. Apple and Microsoft. Yeah, it's enough to make you think that everything you know is wrong. What's next? Michael Savage and Big Ed Schultz teaming up for the Olympic synchronized swimming pairs event? The people I feel sorriest for are the legions of Apple apostles, who are slightly more rabid than English soccer fans on a three-day drunk after a World Cup quarterfinal loss to Ireland. Obviously, antitrust legislation in this country has gone the way of the Stutz Bearcat hood ornament. And now, so has any sort of distinction between the world's two competing operating systems. Anyone interested in some slightly frayed apostle robes suitable for use as small engine cleaning rags should inquire to yours truly. A Mac man to the bitter end. That's your burst of Durst for today.
And it was sponsored by Scandinavian Designs at Scandinavian.com at 7:54 on 960 The Quake. Will is in Hawaii, but we wanted to share that with you anyway. He'll be back tomorrow.
Did he do that in Hawaii? Did he send that over to us or something?
It's one of the best of. You know, you can get it podcast, you can download, you can stream at quakeradio.com, Burst of Durst, What Would Willie Do, which is our feature in the next hour.
You mean
the
it's...
The joke of the day, it's all there.
What he just did is kind of like what Bin Laden does. Is that the deal? We got a tape from Will. He's wandering somewhere around in Hawaii, and he sent it to us, and Al Jazeera published it first. We get it second. CIA confirms that it does sound like Will's voice. It probably was Will's views. I didn't hear him mention Bush in this one, though, which is his normal deal.
Well, it was about Apple Computer and the operating system of Microsoft and the Apple now being able to operate Microsoft.
Except that
Windows,
he's never had any trouble getting Bush into that. You know, Will puts Bush into everything. Will wakes up in the middle of the night, ah, Bush. That's all part of his deal. But, as you said, you can get the Bursts of Durst. They ultimately, I think, will be published as a whole, I hope, DVD. Nothing would be funnier than to have a party, and all at once you hear over your sound system the Burst of Durst. And in some of the comments are just incredible. And if you slice them up a bit and string them together, you could get something that would be worthy of a CIA leak. Information that would have to be declassified.
One of our listeners who went to quakeradio.com is going on about leak. It says, I can leak, but you can't.
About you remember, he did one on leak. As a matter of fact, there's a Burst of Durst on being a leak and being a leaker.
Mm-hmm.
And he went through the whole deal, and it was funny as all hell.
And that can be a podcast or streamed from quakeradio.com.
Well, now that the word leak is on everybody's mind, I'm the decider of leaks. up front. And, you know, Will's colleagues are just absolutely fabulous. On Friday night, after I attended a ceremony over in the Mission 20th and Church, where there was a ceremony by the, I think, called the San Francisco Appreciation Society, they put a wreath around that little gold fire hydrant
Right.
They worked all the way through the quake, and they had this ceremony out there. They had people in period costumes, et cetera. Well, I left that facility where I was like the surrogate mayor. He wasn't around, and so I did his bit. And I went over to the plush room for Jackie Spear event, dropped by there just to say hello, and she had me say something.
She's running for lieutenant governor?
Lieutenant governor, so I kind of presented the two guys that were the comedians. They had one guy named Michael Larson, and Mr. Michael Larson got up and said, after I said who I was, I said, I'm from 960 The Quake. Jackie has been on our show. We really appreciate it, and we'd like to have you preset, et cetera. I'm now a talk show host. He gets up and says, H.L. Mencken said a long time ago that the lowest form of life was a person who was a politician.
Lowest form, politicians.
The lowest form, yes. But then he said, that was before talk show hosts were invented. Which was a good shot. I wanted Will to know about that, and we got to let Will know about that, because now we're right down there with used car salespeople and others, according to this particular comedian. He was funny, though.
Yeah.
In other respects.
Speaking of comedians, a political pundit and comedian who's
Barry
now
Weintraub.
In New York, the headline schmuse, we will do that with him.
He's going to be on the next set?
In the next segment, Mr. Mayor, and Rose Aguilar is here for Will Durst sitting in. And
we have to be careful what we say. Rose is such a nice person.
I'm not easily offended.
Not easily offended. Stick around.
You don't know what you just said, baby.
Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I've been there. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself.
Please call right now, and we'll send you a powerful free tape that could change your life. Call 800-449-7603. That's 1-800-449-7603. 1-800-449-7603.
Voice here. Broadcasting in HD Digital. This is KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose. 960, The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. The jury in the Zakarias Moussaoui trial is hearing closing arguments right now. The prosecution wants the death penalty, the defense hoping for life in prison for Moussaoui's part in the 9/11 plot. Gas prices nationwide have jumped 25 cents a gallon in the past 2 weeks. The Lundberg survey shows they average $2.89 a gallon now. Survey publisher Trilby Lundberg says two big world problem spots will dictate the direction of prices in the coming months.
It is certainly possible that crude oil prices, which caused most of this huge rise at the pump, will retreat. That will depend, of course, on whether we have any further hit to supply coming from Nigeria's loss of production and from concerns in the oil market about Iran.
Iran's president spoke to international journalists today. He was asked why his country needs nuclear power. His answer essentially, why not? We hear him through a translator.
We can't have two or three parties saying that Iran cannot have the fuel cycle. We will respond by saying that, well, how can you say that? You are not allowed to make these demands.
President Bush is wrapping up a trip to California with a speech planned shortly on immigration. Correspondent Lisa Goddard reports the president once again is expected to call on Congress to enact a guest worker program.
Jim, Bush is in California, but he knows his guest worker plan will live or die here at the Capitol, where Senate supporters like Arlen Specter could have a tough fight. But they say the immigration bill isn't dead yet.
This country needs immigration reform, and I think we can get it if we work at it.
By most accounts, a solid majority of senators support guest worker programs and legalization, but there's deep disagreement over what other ideas should get a vote. And conservatives are manning their battle stations with Senator John Cornyn of Texas holding a briefing this hour. Lisa Goddard, CNN, Capitol Hill.
Enron founder Ken Ken Lay has taken the witness stand in his fraud and conspiracy trial, expected to say there was no fraud behind the company's collapse. This is CNN Radio.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Carlones, Mike Frega. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get one thing no one else can give you. That's me, Mike Frega. I don't own a car dealership. I'm not even a general manager. You don't buy cars from owners and general managers. But if you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get an appointment with me, Mike Frega. I've got hundreds of credit unions and the nation's most aggressive lenders. And by the way, I'm still looking for somebody with 8 auto repossessions. Call 1-800-FRESH-START, and I'll give you that fresh start you've been looking for. That's 1-800-FRESH-START. And don't forget my competition. That's 1-800-NOT-SO-FRESH-START. Approval of credit, subject to prior sale, whatever.
Hi, this is Jim, and you've reached my cell phone. My piece of crap cell phone. The one that looks like debris from a Cold War Soviet satellite? The cell phone whose ring sounds like a desperate plea to be put out of its misery?
Need a new cell phone? Just visit letstalk.com. We carry the latest cell phones from all the major carriers, and we'll save you hundreds over store prices. Letstalk.com. If you didn't get it here, you didn't get a deal.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong, you may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-522-6121. That's 1-800-522-6121. 1-800-522-6121.
A check from the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news.
It's 8:04. Good morning. This report is brought to you by Wells Fargo. Fremont. We have a two-car crash that's blocking the fast lane on 880 southbound before Fremont Boulevard. Bunch of wood out of a truck and onto the right lane of 580 eastbound before Portola. A crash cleared now in Fairfield. A motorcycle and a pickup had the left lane blocked for a while. Westbound 80 at the 680 junction. It's all cleaned out, but you'll have stop and go or stop and slow from North Texas up past that former accident scene. Back up to the foot of the maze. Bay Bridge approaches free of stalls and crashes. Just busy. Metering lights are on. And BART is running 58 trains on time. Someday, you'd like to make home improvements, renovations, or even send your kid to college. Today, you can get a home equity account from Wells Fargo. Why wait for someday? Get started today at Wells Fargo, the next stage. I'm John Scott. Keeping it real with Will and Willie starts now on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
Thank you, John, and I'm Paul Wells here with Willie Brown and sitting in for Will Durst today, Rose Aguilera. Now, we have a call from New York, but we also have something going on with QuakeRadio.com, and at 8:05 on this Monday morning, after a week of the gas prices going up by 25 cents a gallon on the average, this hour we're going to speak to someone who is in a position to say he's an energy expert because he's part of an organization called the Competitive Enterprise Institute in Washington, D.C. They're known among progressives as being, well, let's just say, a wing of the petroleum industry. And we're going to take him on in about a half an hour here, about 8:30, so stick around for that. And if you want to know where the best gas prices are, by the way, we have that set up at QuakeRadio.com. And you can save money on gas if you go to the homepage at QuakeRadio.com, scroll down, and it's kind of on the right-hand side, best gas prices, and you click there and figure out where to save. Between what we posted on Thursday and when I went and gassed up on Friday, that same gas station at 3rd and Evans in San Francisco, there are two gas stations there. Both were $2.99 on Thursday when we posted the prices. By the time I went by on Friday afternoon, they were both at $3.07 a gallon.
Some guy told me yesterday that, last night in North Beach, he was complaining about the gas prices. He said while he was pumping to fill his tank, the price changed.
While he was pumping.
Yes, while he was pumping. Oh, somewhere on Venice Avenue, he was actually, he walked up, you know, he put his credit card in, and just as he started to pump, he noticed that the price changed. It was like, I don't
electronically
know.
From the office.
That's right.
Oh, man.
It was just, there was a time to shift the price.
Yeah.
And they shifted the price. I don't turn the machines off. Completely.
Not
they
anymore.
Shipped the price. And he literally was pumping gas and they changed the price. Isn't that incredible?
We'll find out what, yeah.
And it's down from $75 a barrel, though, you know.
Just a bit.
Yeah, just it went down just slightly today. And then I think it was Brazil, this morning when I was scanning, Brazil announces today that they have reached the ultimate, and that is that they no longer need to import one drop of oil from anywhere. That they are now self-sustaining. Isn't that incredible?
Off of ethanol from sugarcane.
And they were only using 30% fossil fuels to begin with before they made that announcement this morning. They're now down to, I think, fewer than a 1.3 million a day in terms of the number of barrels that they actually use. And that is incredible. How can you? That's unbelievable that a nation who's been pioneering alternative fuel sources would be able to get themselves in a position where they could say, we, within the contents of our own borders, within the platforms off of the coast that we control, we now produce enough fuel to the elements of fuel to take care of the appetite of the people of our nations, and we anticipate in the not too distant future being in a position where we will be a nation that sells fuel. Then they also said, by the way, don't complain about the price of gasoline that you're paying. We pay $5.75 a gallon
in Brazil.
In Brazil.
And they got a lot of coffee in Brazil, too, don't they? We have, from New York, Barry Weintraub of the Headline Schmooze joining us. And Barry has this daily schmooze that comes out and lines about different things in the news. And then you can go get the whole story, which is where we got the Bin Laden should be taken seriously thing that Tony printed out for us a little while. And,
oh, yeah.
Well, and
I
good morning.
He was supposed to be taken dead or alive.
What's the line? Yes, we...
What happened to that?
Well, they've downgraded. You don't know, it's like those yellow, red, green, all that rating. He's now been apparently downshifted, according to the U.S. ambassador.
Willie, as I'm listening to you guys talk about where to get the cheapest gas, I just got an email like 10 minutes ago. If you can make it to Kuwait or Saudi Arabia, it's 12 cents a gallon.
Wow. I can see it now.
It's going to kill you.
Yeah, trying to leave with more than a tank full.
Exactly.
Can you imagine if I had some way to get over there? And I think it's $2.99 here, Paul, or $3.12 or whatever it is.
Well, I did $3.21 here. Yeah. You know, it's all like that. What's it like in New York, Barry? What's the price of a gallon of gas in New York?
It's about $3.12 and something. There's a couple of pumps that are over $4. But on average, it's $3.12 to $3.17 right now.
Wow. Wow, that would
annoying.
Yeah, that would discourage people from driving a lot. I mean, if you want to fight pollution, just increase the price of gasoline.
Exactly.
And not too many people will use that form of gas. Did you hear my comments about Brazil? They now say that they are a nation that no longer needs to import any fuel. And it's because that they have a heavy emphasis on alternative fuel sources and what have you. I can see it now, a car going up the hill here in San Francisco and sugaring out. What else is going on in New York?
Hey, that gives a whole new meaning to the term sweet rye.
Yeah, right on.
What else
is going on in New York, Bear?
Well, you know, what I love to do, guys, is I just pull the random headlines and see if I could put a tagline on it that makes us laugh. There was a headline yesterday that said, paper calls for Dick Cheney's early retirement. But it turns out that's only to get him a little bit more nap time.
Yeah, you sent a great picture of him napping in the hall.
It was the LA Times that called upon him to, become a member of the Rip Van Winkle set.
Right, right. And the great thing about that picture, you know, you clearly see the guy fast asleep, but you got to love this White House. Don't believe your eyes. Believe what we tell you. The official version, just going over his notes.
No notes anywhere near him, of course.
Oh, they're in his lap. They're almost falling out of his lap.
Now, here was another headline that kind of made me think twice. The headline said, White House shifts into survival mode. And it made me think, do they know something we
don't know? Maybe we all should head for the basement.
Exactly. Here's one. Unforeseen spending on materiel pumps up the Iraq war bill. And I'm reading this and I'm thinking, unforeseen by who? Not like we didn't see this coming, but apparently they don't include all the cost of replacing bullets and tanks and the things that are getting blown up when they come up with these emergency bills. So.
Yeah. Anything else?
And then there was finally this one, which was last Friday, which was anti-war grandmothers in U.S. court. And I'm reading this thinking, yeah, but where do the pro-grandmothers hang out? Pro-war. Hey, step in my own punchline. Where do the pro-war grandmothers hang out?
It's amazing. Those women were, in their 90s or
yes,
something?
Yes, and one is 91, and she's almost blind with a cane. They might send her to jail because they decided not to take the plea bargain. It's a great story.
What happened was they went down to a recruiting center because they wanted to volunteer, but the center had not been open yet. So they sat down in front of the center waiting for it to open, and somehow that led to their disturbing the peace and this whole court case.
And they didn't want it. Well, you know, if the draft comes along, we've got some ready volunteers. All these 91-year-old women.
Old ladies first. So I have to ask this question, Willie. I know you've gone over this, and Paul told me this, but yesterday I got this piece of email. You know,
it's still going around the internet, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah, and you know this a rumor that in the middle of all of these things they're laying out for conspiracy for 9/11, they cite that the mayor Willie Brown was warned not to fly, and I'm thinking, geez, I don't remember here. Did you ever get a call warning you not to fly on September
3rd? Now it's Condi Rice supposedly that directly called you. That's what's going around now.
No. I never got in. So as a matter of fact, I was actually on my way to the airport when my staff called and said, take a look at the television, and there was smoke coming from the first tower. The second tower had not yet been hit. I saw the second tower actually hit on my television set, as did most other Americans who may have been watching at that time. I immediately dropped my bags and raced like hell to our emergency center for the purpose of becoming the commander-in-chief, the fellow in charge, you know, the Alexander Haig of San Francisco. So, no, I didn't get any warning. I wouldn't have packed my bags. And not only that, I had produced the tickets for the next night. And that really pissed me off. That's why I'm mad at Bin Laden.
Yeah.
Yeah, not only that, but they didn't honor them. It was not like a rain out. I didn't show up in New York. I lost the use of my tickets.
So you didn't get to see the producers?
No.
I hear that the Nazis win in that one.
They do. That's right. I hear that same thing. But I didn't. No such warning came to me. Nor does Miss Rice have my telephone number. I've tried to get it to her two or three times, knowing that she's a talented single lady that plays piano, has a great gap in her tooth. She's perfect. And already has clothing in the jury. Not many people you can find like that, you know.
You tell her you got a connection at a shoe store.
Yeah.
You're in.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. No, so I've been just totally, you know, without any response from her whatsoever.
Maybe it's because you comment about on the gap in her teeth.
Well, nothing wrong with that. I'm an admirer of gap tooth people. What are you talking about?
You know, speaking of Condi, she, of course, is the Secretary of State, which many people might not know. She's so active, but
she has been, like, missing in action for the last week or so.
Ever since she tangled with Rummy, who's, you know, the pet of Bush. Definitely.
When she said he made tactical errors, like millions
thousand,
of them.
Exactly.
Thousands of tactical errors, yes.
Go ahead, though. We stepped on you.
Well, I just read this morning that the White House has actually retained the services once again of James Baker to help them plot a new strategy in Iraq. And it just struck me, I read a whole long article in the New York Times, and it didn't mention once that he's involved with Baker Botts, his law firm, which has an office based in Dubai, and they do all this business. It just struck me that They brought in a former Secretary of State with conflicts of interest to help him straighten it out, but the current Secretary of State, there's not been a single diplomatic effort, or have I missed it?
Well, you know, they don't really trust people who don't have a conflict of interest. You have to have a conflict of interest, starting with Bush and working all the way down. Cheney has the ultimate conflict of interest. His operation, and they're still paying him from Halliburton, by the way. He says that his exit clause required a payment over an extended period of time, and his income tax shows that he is still on the pad. It's what I've always wanted to be. I've always wanted to be retained in perpetuity with no need for invoice and just a receipt of money.
That is a good gig.
That is the gig of all gigs. And yeah, I saw where, and Baker was the first Bush, right? He was with the first Bush.
Right.
And then he was also
campaign chairman, and he was his Secretary of State, and then he brought him back.
Right, and he was also part of that legal team that convinced those members of the Supreme Court to make Bush the second the president in 2000, wasn't he? Wasn't he part of that legal team? So now he's back to do something about the Iraq. Maybe he's going to represent Rumsfeld. Maybe he's negotiating the exit pact.
That's possible. That's possible. You know, you talk about Cheney. He was on the news yesterday, and they asked him if he was going to retire, and he snapped. I didn't ask for this job, and I'm going to fill out my term. But, you know, do you remember how he got the gig?
Yeah, he was looking for some
of the search committee.
That's right.
He picked himself for this job.
He did. That is exactly what he did. He came back and said, I can't find anybody, so I guess I'll take it.
Bush, I think the guy you're looking for is Dick Cheney. And, you know, Bush, he's like, well, do you think we could get him?
Yeah, Cheney is a piece of work. He's an absolute piece of work. But bringing Baker back is a clear indication of a displeasure with the current people who have been orchestrating Mr. Bush's fate as it relates to the Iraqi war. But there's been a little bit of a change in Iraq. They finally got their act together, and the Kurds and the Shiites and the Sunnis seem to have split up the deal on who the leader will be, at least for the time being.
Yeah, let's talk about that in the next segment, Mr. Mayor. Barry Weintraub from New York, your headline schmooze. Where can people find stuff about you?
ComedyUSA.com. We send it out free every day. They could just email to Barry@ComedyUSA.com, and they'll get some interesting headlines with some punchlines in the mailbox every day.
And do me a favor. If Condi Rice calls in, my number is...
And there goes that internet rumor, although I'm sure it's not going to die just because Mayor Brown categorically denies the story.
And I don't know how that got started, frankly.
I think it was the Matiran Ross article that actually said that you had gotten a call not to go to the airport, but it didn't say when or
by
who.
But that was because I was...
on the way.
Thank you.
There we go. 8:19, and in for Will Durst, we have Rose Aguilera here. Thank you, Barry Weintraub. We'll catch up with you again here. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Meetings costing you? Driving 2 hours for a one-hour meeting? Watching sales go down the drain because you didn't have the right people with you? Flying to headquarters for a half-day training session? Add it all up and you need GoToMeeting, the easiest-to-use web conferencing service. Perform on-screen demos, sales presentations, or training sessions right from your desk. Reduce your travel budget and be more efficient by meeting online, anytime, anywhere. All you need is an internet connection and a PC. Plus, meet as much as you want, as long as you need, for one low flat rate. No hidden charges, no surprises. Bay Area listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. For this special offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code BAY. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo BAY. GoToMeeting. Online meetings made easy. Try it free today.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-500-6104. 1-800-500-6104. That's 1-800-500-6104.
Business leaders, need help with tapping great talent, restructuring, or retraining your staff? Don't miss the Life After the Layoff business and networking event May 11th from 5:30 to 7:30. Network with business leaders and receive a valuable employment business toolkit. Call now at 650-802-6500 or lifeafterthelayoff.org.
What if I told you I could make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. Call 1-800-770-3807 to find out how you can get a risk-free trial. Proactive combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. It's a safe and simple product that will heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while preventing breakouts. With over 7 million customers, Proactive is the best-selling acne system in America. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, just call 1-800-770-3807 and you'll become a believer. I know you have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. Call 1-800-770-3807 for your free trial. 1-800-770-3807.
The Bay Area is a great place to live, work, and play.
960 The Quake is the station that knows our politics.
The truth can be found here. 960 The Quake.
Yes, just riding along here. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. I'm Paul Wells, in for Will Durst, Rose Aguilera, and at 823, Willie Brown, you know we have Colleen in Occidental in the North Bay who is actually running against Dianne Feinstein.
From what party?
That's a good question. Colleen, good morning. You're on The Quake.
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning, Colleen. This is Willie Brown. How are you?
I'm doing just fine.
You're running against Dianne Feinstein?
Well, let's not say I'm running against her. I'm running for a campaign for peace. And even though I'm basically a Green Party at heart, I'm running as a Democrat, although I'm invented a new word. I'm an omnipartisan Democrat.
But you're trying to get the Democratic nomination for the U.S. Senate. Is that correct?
Yes, I did file on time, and I will be on the ballot in the primaries in June.
And you'll be on the ballot, however, in the Democratic primary, not the Greenpeace.
Right. I had registered as a Democrat to vote in the primaries for Lynn Woolsey several years ago, and when I made my decision to run, it was too late to change. But basically, I'm about unifying. And I want to represent the majority of Californians, no matter if they are of no party persuasion.
What's your beef with Dianne?
I don't have that much of a beef with her, except that they continue to fund an invasion that I do not support. And I don't think the majority of Californians want to see our resources being used that way, whether they're taxes or our men and women serving in the military. So the only way that Vietnam was ever stopped was that they stopped funding it, and that doesn't seem to be the case with the current people that are in office. So my campaign is about encouraging everyone to form a relationship with the candidates, let them know what it takes to get their vote, and if they feel strongly enough that they don't want the invasion of Iraq, Afghanistan, they don't want any more preemptive invasions, then they need to communicate with the people that are sitting in office and require them to take action now if they want to be voted in again.
Now, I'd like to point out Colleen is a regular caller to 866-965-753, calls The Quake on occasion, and has been a listener since we hit the airwaves here on Progressive Talk Radio at the beginning of the year with Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. And you also heard earlier our segment with Tony Brasunas, who wanted to draft Matt Gonzalez to run against Nancy Pelosi. And you were a fundraiser for her at one point?
No, no. I attended a fundraiser for Lynn Woolsey recently, A League of Their Own. I was.
And Nancy Pelosi was speaking there.
She was speaking, and she was explaining why the Democrats have been silent and not really taking a stand and coming up with their own resolutions like MRSA, which, you know, is really disconcerting for a lot of us, where we want that to be challenged. And I think the information that I received was that they just want the Republicans to hang themselves, so to not do anything. And I think the phrase that you've got going of had enough is sort of the stance that they're taking is like, well, let Republicans go on and mess things up as much as possible. Everyone will say, okay, we're fed up, and then the Democrats will win by a landslide. And, you know, maybe that's working, maybe that's not. But I think it's time that we give attention to solutions. That's what I'm about. I don't want to be considered anti-war or anything like that. I'm about solving the problems that we have in really intelligent ways. And I don't think that bombing the crap out of anyone is going to bring us peace on this planet.
Well, thank you, Colleen.
Colleen, have you ever been a candidate for public office or held public office before?
You know, I considered running for Sebastopol City Council, and after attending enough meetings, I said, you know, I'm not interested in being a politician. I'd really rather give lobby is a good name and lobby for the right reasons and try to influence lots of votes. So I've been doing that for environmental and social justice for a number of years, and I found immense gratification in speaking and then seeing changes happen as a result. And that's why I really want to encourage people to make democracy their new hobby and stay attuned to what the priorities are in that region and really communicate with the people who are making the decisions. So the website I'm putting together, campaignforpeace.org, will be my website, but I want to include every politician who is running on a pro-peace platform as well. So it would be a voter guide for people
right.
to share these.
Tell us, Colleen, for 2 seconds, tell us just a little bit about yourself, your family, etc., because that's what people sometimes want to make know and want to make decisions upon.
Well, I'm a soccer mom, certified, and
certified.
And I have.
How is your child?
I have a son who's 18. I'm very interested in.
All right.
We don't have a draft, and I have a daughter almost 10, and another son who's 19. I started the Sebastopol Sustainability Conference and Festival, and it became the North Bay Eco Fest. And my primary work has been in advertising and marketing, but I target green businesses and progressive publications. So I try to keep it all as right livelihood as possible. I'm also involved in many watershed councils and groups.
Well, we appreciate your activism, Colleen, and good luck in your campaign, not quite to run against Senator Feinstein, but to point out your campaign for peace. And we offered you an opportunity to speak. And we also...
Call us anytime, Colleen. We love to talk to people who really are substantive in their views and like to express their views in a most appropriate in direct way, using every one of the tenets of this democracy. And I love your phrase, make democracy your hobby.
That was good. And, you know, in our next segment, we're going to take on a gentleman named Myron Ebel.
He's we're going to give him a platform.
We're going to give him a platform.
We're taking him on.
Rose is ready to take him on. And he is with CEI, the Competitive Enterprise Institute out of Washington, D.C., a think tank for environmental concerns and anything that has to do with energy, and they seem to take one side of it all the time, maybe because, well, I don't know, their funding comes from Exxon and other petroleum interests. Could be, but we'll see what it's about with him after we get with John Scott, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. Now we got the news, weather, and traffic on The Quake.
Thank you. One and all, 8:30. Time for traffic in the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news. And we're brought to you by Wells Fargo this time. And here's what's happening. Not a whole lot, with these exceptions. Crash blocking the left lane of 101 southbound before Paul Avenue. It's not serious. There's some wood in the right lane still in Livermore waiting for a cleanup on 580 eastbound before Portola. They've just cleared a crash on 80 southbound before Fremont Boulevard. Metering lights are on. The carpool lanes are backed up this morning. And that's an easy indication
but the price of gas is high. Usually those lanes are completely empty. Back up to the foot of the maze, and BART is full. 58 trains on time, too. Someday you'd like to make some home improvements, renovations, or even send your kid to college today. You can get a home equity account from Wells Fargo. Why wait for someday? Get started today. Wells Fargo, the next stage. And here's a look at what's happening at 960 The Quake. It's 831. A quirk in California's pension law is allowing state firefighting supervisors to be paid more in retirement than they earned on the job. Officials with the California retirement system said the loophole could allow retirement pay as much as 180% above working salaries. Governor Schwarzenegger could close the loophole by granting supervisors pensions that match those of the firefighters they supervise. The dismantling of the eastern span of the old Carquinez continues tonight. It'll start at 7 o'clock. A big crane will pick huge pieces of the bridge up and set it down on a barge. And it'll be taken to Mare Island, where it would be disassembled. Local politicians George Miller and Lynn Woolsey plan to join commercial and recreational fishermen at a news conference and rally this morning to protest federal Klamath River salmon policies, which has cut the salmon season short. The fisher people complain the policy is not allowing them to make a living. The meetup is at Pier 47 in front of SCOMA's at 10. Sierra ski resorts are beginning to close for the season. Heavenly, North Star, Mount Rose, Homewood, and Diamond Peak shut down yesterday, a week after Boreal and Soda Springs did. Sierra Tahoe plans to operate lifts a final time today. Kirkwood and Sugar Bowl will close this weekend. Squaw Valley will stay open for the hardcores until Memorial Day weekend. Quake weather, cloudy this morning. Some sun this afternoon, a little bit of it. Highs in the 60s. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues. I'm John Scott on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
Do you feel like a slave to your work, spending worthless hours stuck on city streets or freeways, trapped in a cube or office surrounded by annoying coworkers, working until wee hours of the night? Well, the bad news is we have to work. But the good news is you can find relief with GoToMyPC. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere. All you need is an internet connection to have access to everything on your PC. Files, programs, emails, and network resources, just like you were at the office. Imagine. Avoid rush hour and start your morning from home. Or leave work early, have some fun, and finish later when it's convenient for you. The best part is, Bay Area listeners can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days. Just visit GoToMyPC.com, click the radio microphone, and enter promo code BAY. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo BAY. Access your PC from anywhere today with GoToMyPC.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Hello?
Does your old cell phone make you feel a little outdated? Get a new one at letstalk.com. We carry the latest models from all the major carriers, and we'll save you hundreds over store prices. Letstalk.com. If you didn't get it here, you didn't get a deal.
So we're back, and we've got more music coming up in just a second. But first, this news just came in. Right now, the government and private banks are liquidating houses. Now, these are homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed, and they may be sold for little or no money down. Here's a toll-free number you can call to get a list of these foreclosures. 1-800-339-1890. It says here every house must be sold. The government and banks are very motivated to sell these homes, and they may be sold for little or no money down. And it looks like there's currently over 40,000 foreclosures in the database being liquidated now. Now, homes may be sold for little or no money down. You can get a list of these foreclosures by calling CRN at 1-800-339-1890. No credit? It's okay. Again, for a list of foreclosures, call 1-800-339-1890. That's 1-800-339-1890.
Business leaders, do you need help with tapping great talent, restructuring, or retraining your staff? Don't miss the Life After the Layoff business and networking event May 11th from 5:30 to 7:30. Enjoy food, prizes, and a valuable employment business toolkit. Most importantly, you'll be networking with Bay Area business leaders and locally elected officials. Space for this event is limited, so call now to reserve your seat at 650-802-6500 or go to lifeafterthelayoff.org. That's 650-802-6500 or log on to lifeafterthelayoff.org.
Gavin Newsom endorses 960 The Quake's efforts to reach you on the issues. He served as moderator of our great debate.
I hope tonight, as we discuss interesting things around Iraq war and gay marriage and gun control and all of these issues that drive so much of talk radio today, that we focus not only on the problems, but on the solution.
The issues that are important to you, your feedback, and information on our plans for more debates. All available at QuakeRadio.com.
Delivering the truth as we see it, not as they sell it. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. And I'm Paul Wells here at 836 on this Monday morning. Rose Aguilar is in for Will Durst, who's in Hawaii. He'll be rejoining us here at the Hotel Vitale tomorrow, where we have some people dropping by to be part of our live studio audience. You can do that any day, Monday through Friday, from 7 to 10. We're back here at the Hotel Vitale again. Nice to be home, Mr. Mayor, isn't it?
And they told me they came to see Will.
Came to see Will. I see. Now, we have a big issue right now across the country in Congress, thinking that it might take action on the gas prices at the pump, gone over 25 cents in the last week. And joining us now from the Competitive Enterprise Institute that has contacted stations across the nation, Myron Ebell. Good morning. You're on 960 The Quake in San Francisco.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Myron, Willie Brown here, and Rose Aguilar is replacing my co-host, Will Durst, and she is one eagle-eye a reporter.
Okay.
She tells me, you tell him, Rose, before we start talking to him, what we found out about his institute.
Well, we try to be a little transparent, and we did a little homework on the Competitive Enterprise Institute, because these days there are so many think tanks that are introduced and thrown around and all of these terms, and the media tends to not take a look at the background. They tend to, you know, leave out how the group is funded or where they lean politically. And you're talking to a progressive radio station, so you know where we lean. But sourcewatch.org is an interesting site that takes a look at the background of various groups. And we found that a number of your donors include oil companies, Amoco, ExxonMobil. It says they gave you $405,000 in 2002, Texaco, American Petroleum Institute, and ARCO. So can you confirm those numbers? Does SourceWatch.org have its facts right?
Well, of course, some of those oil companies have been consolidated. I think Amoco and ARCO are part of BP now, but those must be some years ago that we received money from those companies. Texaco is no longer in business. It's part of Chevron. That's several years old. So, of course, we get some money from the energy industry, and we get money from other people. So,
you do get money from multiple sources?
Yes.
What's your annual budget, approximately, that you report?
It's a little over $3 million, and we get about, it varies from year to year, but we typically get about equal amounts from individuals, corporations, and charitable foundations.
And what is your ultimate goal when it comes to energy policy?
Our ultimate goal is to promote policies that will provide abundant and affordable energy for consumers. And we think that free markets are the best way to do that.
Now, in the press release that you sent over to us, you advocate drilling in the Arctic, drilling offshore, repealing the new ethanol mandates, and repealing the current 54-cent a gallon tariff on ethanol. But I notice there's nothing about alternative energy in there. I mean, do you advocate alternative energy? Are you in favor of creating a society beyond oil, or do you think that we have a finite amount of oil?
We support any kind of energy that can prove itself in the market. What we don't support is providing sort of permanent subsidies for energy sources. For example, ethanol has been a favored form of energy for decades. It gets a 51-cent a gallon subsidy. and yet it still costs more than gasoline, even at the current very high prices of gasoline. So we think actually that ethanol might be better. It might be more competitive if it hadn't become so dependent upon government handouts. And I think you can find that's true of other energy sources. For example, I think wind power holds for producing electricity has a lot of promise, but it gets such large federal subsidies that the industry now seems to be totally dependent upon them, and that they don't want to get off those subsidies. They just want to keep renewing them over and over. And this goes back to the 1970s. So I'm for any kind of energy that provides a good price and a good product for consumers.
Doesn't your research show that the way the oil industry got started in this nation was through a heavy dose of subsidies by way of tax breaks extended and, as a matter of fact, continuously for drilling and for all of the things that went into developing that source of energy? Wasn't it government subsidies that did that?
No, I don't think so. When Edwin Drake brought in the first oil well, people thought actually the oil would run out within a few years. So it was due to clever and ambitious and enterprising people who went out and found more oil. That's what's made the oil industry.
Well, I want to call your attention to the fact that there were extensive tax breaks extended to oil development operations, and there has been a great allowance of deductibility or for all kinds of oil explorations here in this country, and those are all maybe not direct subsidies, but they certainly are a form of subsidies.
I think we're talking about a couple different things here. In the first place, when the oil industry was going, there was very little federal taxation on anything. So I don't think that whether they got some tiny little break or not had much to do with whether the oil industry succeeded. I think all of these things we're talking about in more recent decades, I think most of them are not justified. I mean, I think these kinds of subsidies to any oil industry or wind industry or the coal industry, I don't think we need them. I think what we need is a very fair tax system on corporate income and on income tax, and then let the various companies compete and let the various types of energy compete. You know, we had an energy bill that was passed last summer that basically gave some kind of subsidy or tax break to, if you had energy in your company name, you were going to get something.
Right, that was an $8.5 billion tax break.
No small tax break. We're talking with Myron Ebel of the Competitive Enterprise Institute in Washington, D.C. That is a think tank and has environmental positions such as, isn't another one repealing the 1983 environmental protection laws, 1973 laws, Endangered Species Act?
We favor a complete rewrite of the Endangered Species Act, and we are very strong supporters of the House-passed bill from last... The Pombo bill. We think that will improve the protection of endangered habitat for endangered wildlife, because it will fully protect the rights of property owners. And we think
so it makes it voluntary, right?
No, it does not make it voluntary. It does not repeal any of the regulations, but it says that if the Department of the Interior wants to force a landowner to provide habitat for endangered wildlife when that landowner is unwilling to do so, then the Department of the Interior will have to pay the landowner for the loss of value of his land. And we think that will remove the perverse incentive that now causes landowners to try to avoid providing habitat by, for example, cutting trees before they're mature so that they will not provide habitat for the red-cockaded woodpecker in the southeast. That will cause landowners to plow up their land rather than continue to graze it so that they don't provide habitat. So we think that by assuring landowners that they will not have to bear the costs of providing habitat, we think it will remove a perverse incentive and vastly improve the working of the Endangered Species Act.
Myron, I want to get you back onto gas, because that's
sure.
What everybody's talking about right now. And
sure.
Because the Competitive Enterprise Institute and a number of think tanks like yours, you guys do get a lot of press and you write policy papers and you have a lot of influence. So I want to know, what is your plan for the future? I mean, right now, the United States, we're using 21 million barrels of oil a day, which is a quarter of the entire world's consumption. And those numbers are expected to skyrocket. And a lot of the experts out there, including people who worked on Cheney's Energy Task Force, Matthew Simmons in particular, say that we don't have enough oil to take care of all of this. We're nearing the point where we're going to need more oil than we can produce. So are groups like yours in favor of finding alternative methods? And also, are you in favor of conservation? Because that's one of the words that's often left out in the discussion with think tanks like yours.
Sure, those are good questions. I think that markets will provide alternatives. I think that over time, and as the price continues to stay high, which it very well might, I think over time alternative energy sources will be found. But I think you should not underestimate the incentive that a high price gives to conventional energy sources. You know, they're drilling oil and producing it at 30,000 feet more cheaply than 20 years ago they were drilling and producing it at 5,000 feet. I think one of the first sources that is going to replace crude oil is unconventional oil. Canada is our largest foreign supplier of oil, and more and more of that is coming not from crude oil but from the oil sands in Alberta. There were some technological breakthroughs that really got the price down on producing oil from the oil sands, and now the billions and billions of dollars are being invested in northern Alberta.
But what do you think about conservation? I mean, instead of advocating, let's go drill in the Arctic, let's go drill offshore. You know, when we had the blackouts here in California, Governor Gray Davis said, we've got to conserve. You have to turn off your lights at night. You have to do small things. Turn off your computer. And we have a president who, I don't even know if he said the word conserve over the past 6 years, but in addition to focusing your efforts on these other things, why not talk about alternatives and conservation and maybe don't drive as often, and why don't we build public transportation in rural cities in the suburbs where people don't have buses and don't have trains?
I think that the price of energy is a huge incentive to conserve it. I mean, I don't leave my lights on all the time, and I don't just drive randomly. I drive where I need to go. Look, it seems to me that what you're really talking about is the government should force people to conserve. I think that was the Gray Davis strategy, and I think that's been the strategy.
No, it was just a suggestion.
I don't know, Myron, I don't know anybody who drives randomly these days. I mean, you have to go to point A to point B, and certainly people are reconsidering maybe some of the large automobile purchases they've made in driving around in gas guzzlers. And in the front page headline, you won't see this in Washington, D.C., where you're with the Competitive Enterprise Institute, but we have a front page article about Toyota's hybrid revolution, that they went out and made long-term investments in gas-saving technology that U.S. automakers poo-pooed. Now Toyota is expected to overtake the nearly bankrupt General Motors this year as the world's largest automaker. And, you know, GM, Ford losing billions of dollars annually. And here, you know, in the Bay Area, we are made fun of by people like Bill O'Reilly because we have a lot of Toyota hybrids on the road.
Oh, no, I'm not going to make fun of you. I think that's great. I think one company is being more successful than another company. I think that's wonderful.
And how do we refocus American industry on being leaders again in this kind of technology?
Markets do that. Markets sort out the winners from the losers. The point that was made about Governor Davis, the California government strategy for decades has been to force people to conserve energy.
It seems to be working.
No, it hasn't. You had the most major crisis in the entire country with your blackouts, which were...
Oh, wait, Enron. Well, Enron
that
caused
our
that,
fault.
Buddy.
That was Enron's fault.
Excuse me.
And moreover, your economy continues to lag the rest of the country because you have the highest energy prices in the country. People are lining up...
Wait, didn't you say energy prices higher were good? I'm getting confused.
Well, how do you feel about this? We've got House Speaker Dennis Hastert and Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist, both Republicans. They're preparing a letter to Bush asking him to investigate alleged price gouging by oil companies. Now, of course, they can't remain silent because there's an election in November, so who knows if they really believe that oil companies are price gouging. But how do you feel about that? There's a number of Republicans who are now speaking out about price gouging and about Exxon CEO massive pension payout, $98 million.
I think it's fine to have an investigation. There have been dozens of investigations in the past on collusion and price gouging by the FTC and the Department of Justice. and they never found anything. And that's because as soon as the price starts to go down, people realize, well, why can't the companies continue to collude? Why aren't they gouging as the price goes down? It's only when the price is going up on, you know, oil is bought and sold on a world market. There are too many players to collude. There are too many players to price gouge. So I welcome an investigation, but you know, a lot of the people who are screaming the loudest about price gouging and collusion and that the oil companies are making too much money are the people in Congress who for decades have voted for higher energy prices. And you have some in California. There are an awful lot of them in New England and the Northeast. They want higher energy prices, but when energy prices do get higher, they blame the private industry. And so, I think there's a lot of hypocrisy on both sides here.
Myron Ebell from the CEI, Competitive Enterprise Institute, thank you for joining us on The Quake and Progressive Talk Radio in San Francisco and getting a chance to speak to our listeners as well. It's 8:51, and What Would Willie Do is our next segment. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Carlins, Mike Frega. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get one thing no one else can give you. That's me, Mike Frega. I don't own a car dealership. I'm not even a general manager. You don't buy cars from owners and general managers. But if you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get an appointment with me, Mike Frega. I've got hundreds of credit unions and the nation's most aggressive lenders. And by the way, I'm still looking for somebody with 8 auto repossessions. Call 1-800-FRESH-START, and I'll give you that fresh start you've been looking for. That's 1-800-FRESH-START. And don't forget my competition. That's 1-800-NOT-SO-FRESH-START. Approval of credit, subject to prior sale, whatever.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off. And that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I've been there. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself.
Please call right now, and we'll send you a powerful free tape that could change your life. Call 800-449-7603. That's 1-800-449-7603.
Hi, this is Jim, and you've reached my cell phone. My piece of crap cell phone. The one that looks like debris from a Cold War Soviet satellite? The cell phone whose ring sounds like a desperate plea to be put out of its misery?
Need a new cell phone? Just visit letstalk.com. We carry the latest cell phones from all the major carriers, and we'll save you hundreds over store prices. Letstalk.com. If you didn't get it here, you didn't get a deal.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight. Start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-522-6121. That's 1-800-522-6121. 1-800-522-6121.
WWWD, What Would Willie Do on The Quake?
Sometimes I'm right, but I could be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song.
It's the segment of our show where we ask the mayor a question on what's going on. So we just had the guy from CEI on the air who advocates more drilling off the coast of California, drilling in Alaska. What would Willie do to shift the debate from more drilling to more conservation?
Oh, I don't think there's anything that Willie or anyone else needs to do as of this moment, because the gas prices themselves is going to change the nature of the debate. When you see conservative Republicans who are normally advocates for energy companies suddenly raising questions about gouging, price gouging, and things of that nature, that's going to change the nature of the debate. When you see the Johann Klaes bill that's going to be heard today in Sacramento in the Rev and Tax Committee, that is, I think, slated to pass, and it would impose a surplus, I think, a surtax on energy companies that are making all these huge numbers. I think almost overnight, just the price issue is going to force a redirection and a rededication to the idea of conserving energy. And as I said earlier, the nation of Brazil has managed to achieve that goal through a combination of alternative fuel sources, through a combination of better use of local product, better development of local product, plus conservation and price, a combination of all those things have prompted, I think, a reduction and a slowdown of the consumption rate, a conservation program that in fact works. After all, price more than anything else is what I'm telling you I would be a part of to drive the opportunity to observe in a more appropriate way the conserving of energy and a better use of energy and alternative sources of energy.
That's what would Willie do today. And you mentioned that the guy we were talking to, Myron Ebell, he was lying about where their funding comes from.
I didn't exactly say he was lying. He didn't fully reveal, because when he said in response to Rose's question, one half comes, and that's what he assumed that she could find evidence of. He also talked about the consolidation of the various companies. What difference does the consolidation make? It's the same source of money. He then said 50% of the $3 million a year budget that we have comes from charitable foundations as well as others. These others are executives, in my opinion, of the oil companies. The charitable foundations or the foundations established by the oil companies to do their so-called goodwill, non-profit, educational bidding. If he had been candid and completely open, I think he would not have left the public with the idea that he tried to convey, and that is that only 50% of his money comes from energy sources, when in fact 100%, in my opinion, of his resources come from energy sources.
Exactly.
Right.
Because all he was saying was those things that energy sources love to hear. They are addicted to oil, they'll stay addicted to oil, and so is he.
And he was basically saying, we'll quit it tomorrow. Where have you ever heard that from an addict? BuyBlueStuff.org is something that Rose Aguilera is going to point out in our segment. Next, we'll have Big Ed Schultz joining in on the conversation, as he does on Monday mornings. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
What are your meetings costing you? Driving 2 hours for a one-hour meeting? Watching sales go down the drain because you didn't have the right people with you? Flying to headquarters for a half-day training session? Add it all up, and you need GoToMeeting, the easiest-to-use web conferencing service. Perform on-screen demos, sales presentations, or training sessions right from your desk. Reduce your travel budget and be more efficient by meeting online, anytime, anywhere. All you need is an internet connection and a PC. Plus, meet as much as you want, as long as you need, for one low flat rate. No hidden charges, no surprises. Bay Area listeners can try GoToMeeting free for